Good afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the March 7th, 2022 telephonic meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good afternoon. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for the Management Committee, Board of Commissioners, and specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the commissioners and participating staff to please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide additional information on this meeting.
Good afternoon. This is Corinne Myers, General Counsel. Under Executive Order 22-01, which was most recently extended by Executive Order 2220, this meeting is being held by teleconference. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view today's agenda and information on the actions being taken. If the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until audio is restored. Chairman of the Management Committee, James Thorson, will preside at today's meeting. Committee Chairman, I will mention that James Comer will be presenting item 4 today in place of Jessica Mowry. Commissioners and staff, when you speak during the meeting, please state your name prior to speaking. If applicable, please mute your telephone or computer to minimize any background noise. And with that, I will turn it over to Committee Chairman Thorson to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Corinne. This is James Thorson, and I would like to call the Management Committee meeting of March 7, 2022 for the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners to order. Time is 3:08 p.m., and I'd like to ask Carol to conduct a roll call of the attendees of the Management Committee, Board of Commissioners, and RI Housing staff. Carol?
Thank you. This is Carol Ventura. Commissioner James Thorson.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Present.
Commissioner Steve McAllister. Commissioner Thorson, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Carol. And we have 4 items on our agenda today. A couple of them are rather ministerial, by my reading, but hopefully this won't take up all of our time for a long time. Anyway, the first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on February 7th, 2022. I'm looking for a motion to approve.
This is Leanne. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
And looking for a second. I guess that would be me, right, Carol?
Yes, sir.
Carol?
Yes, it is you.
Okay.
You can, yep.
Yes, Jim Thorson seconded. is there any discussion on our 10 pages of minutes? Leanne?
Nope.
Okay, so I would like to ask General Counsel Corinne Myers to conduct a roll call vote on the motion.
This is Corinne speaking. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending approval of the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on February 7th, 2022, please say aye, and if you are opposed, say nay. Committee Chairman Thorson.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, Corinne. Jim Thorson, again, I'd like to introduce Committee Action Number 2, which is a recommendation for approval of delegation of corporate authority for Government National Mortgage Association, also known as Ginnie Mae, mortgage-backed security programs. And I'd like to introduce Bernadette MacArthur, Director of Finance, who will present committee action number two. Bernadette?
Thank you, Director Thorson. Good afternoon. This is Bernadette MacArthur. This request for action is administrative in nature, but for a quick context, in the finance area, each month we pool and securitize government-insured loans through Ginnie Mae and either hold those securities on our balance sheet or sell them to investors. This is one of the primary functions through which we fund our mortgage pipeline and is a function which has been performed by Rhode Island Housing for over a decade. In order to conduct business as a Ginnie Mae securities issuer, Ginnie Mae requires that we maintain on file with them a list of board-approved signers authorized to do business with Ginnie Mae on Rhode Island Housing's behalf. The list includes representatives from across multiple divisions, and since Ginnie Mae requires the authorization of staff members in name rather than in title, we periodically bring an updated list to the board for approval to accommodate for changes in staff that occur over time. Upon approval, this list would replace in its entirety the most recently approved list of authorized signers, and so staff requests approval of the designation of employees and officers as authorized to act on behalf of Rhode Island Housing and conducting business with Ginnie Mae. Thanks.
It's Jim Thorson again. Thank you, Bernadette. I'm looking for a motion to recommend approval of committee action number two. Leanne?
This is Leanne. I make the motion.
Jim Thorson seconding it. Do we have any discussion? I have a question, Bernadette. Can you tell me how this differs from last year or last time this was done?
Sure. This list includes an additional accounting staff, a new add to staff that we've brought on over the course of the past year.
It's Jim Thorson again. Thank you, Bernadette. Corinne, would you please conduct the roll call vote and report the results?
Certainly. Commissioners, this is Corinne speaking. When I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending the approval of the delegation of corporate authority for Government National Mortgage Association, otherwise known as Ginnie Mae MBS program, as presented, please say aye. And if you are opposed, say nay. Committee Chairman Thorson?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The motion carries by unanimous vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Corinne. And that brings us to committee action number three. It's Thorson again. I'd like to introduce a recommendation for approval of certificate of incumbency for Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, also known as Freddie Mac. Once again, we have Bernadette MacArthur, who will present committee action number three. Bernadette?
Thank you, Director Thorson. This is Bernadette MacArthur. This request is also administrative in nature and is very similar to the preceding request. Rhode Island Housing has an approved partnership with Freddie Mac through which we commit and sell conventional mortgage loans directly to Freddie. As part of an annual recertification process, Freddie Mac requires that the Board of Commissioners authorize designated employees with authority to conduct business with Freddie Mac on Rhode Island Housing's behalf. The prescribed form of authorization is specifically related to the authority to instruct the transfer of funds as part of mortgage purchase or servicing processes and the authority to grant access to Freddie Mac systems and platforms. Freddie also requires that staff are designated in name rather than in title, and signers include representatives from finance, legal, loan servicing, IT, and the single family business line. Upon approval, this list will replace the most recently approved authorized signers. And with that, staff requests that the board approve the incumbency certificate and resolution which designates employees to act on behalf of Rhode Island Housing with respect to our Freddie Mac seller service activities. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernadette. And this is Jim Thorson again. I'd like to request a motion to recommend approval of committee action number three.
This is Leanne. I make the motion.
Thank you, Leanne. I make the second. And it's Jim Thorson. I'd like to ask for any discussion or questions. And Leanne, do you have any?
None for me, thank you.
I do have a couple. So Bernadette, I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. What are the differences between this list of authorized signatories versus the last one we just did?
Sure, so the Freddie Mac list is a little more concise. The way that they authorize staff is based on granting to their authority to their systems. So once staff outside of this list has been granted systems authority, they can perform certain tasks where Ginnie Mae requires authority at the staff level rather than granted by other staff to perform certain tasks. So delivery, Ginnie Mae is a little more constricting on how they assign authority.
Okay. And to your knowledge, is there ever been an instance of a fraudulent signatory to one of these transactions or the, under which we are executing this document or the other document?
No, not ever to my knowledge.
And that I'm sorry, that question was specific to Rhode Island Housing. I'm not expecting you to know nationwide.
No. Yes.
Okay.
The answer remains no.
So are we is staff comfortable with the level of security that exists within the confines of this document, or are there other documents internal that have policies with respect to signature authority and the ability to affect transactions?
As related to these two business lines, we are restricted to those staff members with on these forms. We've not run into any sort of constrictions in doing business. We have a pretty holistic list of staff that allows us to be flexible in performing the functions related to the business lines within these two lists.
Okay.
And Jim, this is Carol. We do have signatory authorization documents for multiple programs across the agency. So, you know, they're prepared by the legal department. So we're quite thorough in documenting who can execute on behalf of the agency for various business lines.
Okay. I'm sorry, it's Jim Thorson. Let me just say that the reason I'm asking this question is because we had an incident last summer with someone impersonating a vendor, a state vendor, who managed to get monies wired to their account. And it was only because the recipient on the other end was a trustee custody for that counterparty. Didn't understand why they were being wired $200,000 from the state, so contacted the state, and that's how we caught it. It wasn't because of anything that we did or our security lapsed. And I expect Leanne's probably familiar with this situation, but This is something that there's a great deal of sensitivity to, so I'm just raising it, and that's the reason why. I appreciate the answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
So with that, it's Jim Thorson again. Corinne, can you please conduct a roll call vote and report the results?
Yes, I can. This is Corinne speaking. When I call your name, if you're in favor of recommending approval of the Certificate of Incumbency for Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, also known as Freddie Mac, substantially in the form presented at this meeting, please say aye, and if you are opposed, say nay. Committee Chairman Thorson?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The motion carries by a unanimous vote.
Thank you, Corinne. This now brings us to committee action number four, which James Comer is going to present for us. It's the recommendation for approval of temporary policy supplement to the Rhode Island Housing Administrative Plan. So, James, will you please take us through this?
Thank you, Commissioner Thorson. This is James Comer. As you know, Rhode Island Housing serves as a public housing authority for those Rhode Island communities that don't have their own standalone housing authority. And one of our roles is to administer the Federal Housing Choice Voucher Program. By regulation, all Housing Choice Voucher programs are governed by an administrative plan, which needs to be approved by our board. In May 2021, HUD awarded Rhode Island Housing 117 emergency housing vouchers as part of the American Rescue Plan Act. This award requires us to collaborate with the local continuum of care, which is the governing and planning body enacted to address and end homelessness. The continuum of care approved the use of these vouchers for formerly homeless households with expiring rental assistance subsidies. This will create more capacity and funding for homeless response by moving existing households onto mainstream funding sources, and it ensures that the housing vouchers are able to be used expeditiously in a very difficult environment for people to find housing that will take their voucher. As part of this emergency housing voucher award, Rhode Island Housing is required to formally adopt the terms of their EHV program as an amendment to the admin plan in the form of what's called a temporary policy supplement, TPS. The key amendments include a description of how the administrative service and placement fees can be deployed. In this case, we hired a full-time housing navigator. There's an acknowledgement of the memorandum of understanding between Rhode Island Housing and the continuum of care as required by HUD. It details the process by which referrals will be identified and accepted and how the waiting list will be managed. It outlines the policy that Rhode Island Housing uses to screen applicants, which are somewhat less restricted in terms of criminal background look back and debt to other public housing authorities, and the policy for the use of self-certification of income, as well as an increase to the time a voucher holder has to locate an apartment given the difficult rental market. Currently, of the 117 vouchers we received, we have issued 115, of whom 49 have leased up, and there should be another 10 more expected by the 15th of March. So this is just a request for action to adopt the temporary policy supplement, which outlines this program that we've been ministering.
Thank you, James. It's Jim Thorson again. I'd like to request a motion to recommend approval of committee action number 4.
This is Leanne. I make a motion to approve.
Motion is made, and I, Jim Thorson, will second it. I do have some questions. Leanne, do you have questions too?
I just have one quick question.
Okay.
But sure. You're free to take. So my question is just around the waiting list piece. I understand that most of the folks that have been issued these vouchers are probably already identified because they're in this existing transitional housing unit.
Yes.
But can you speak a little bit to why there's no, is that the reason why there's no preference, or if there's a different reason, will you tell me what the reason is for no preference on the waiting list?
Yes. So the idea is to obviously get the vouchers out the door as quickly as possible, given their temporary nature. And so it is designed because these folks are in transitional housing that the waiting list process is modified somewhat, that they would get the priority, the folks with the expiring subsidy. And it wouldn't be per our traditional waiting list process that's already commemorated in the admin plan. So we had to just make that change.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne. It's Jim Thorson again. James, I have one question about the certifications on the back side of these of this document. There's one for homelessness and there's one for human trafficking. Can you explain for me what the application of these? Does that doesn't give any preference to these folks either, or does it?
Sorry, just give me one second. It's not a preference per se. It's more that those are highlighted priorities, but we know that dealing with the population we have, it is for folks who are in danger of homelessness because their rental subsidy is expiring.
Right.
So it's not, you know, we tend not to have preferences like that. This is just for this very specific allocation of vouchers that is designed to prevent people from falling into homelessness.
Okay. All right. That answers my question. Thank you. And if there's no more questions, I'd like to ask General Counsel to conduct a roll call vote on the motion and report.
This is Corinne speaking. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending approval of the temporary policy supplement to the RI Housing Administrative Plan as presented, please say aye. And if you are opposed, say nay. Committee Chairman Thorson.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
By a unanimous vote, the motion carries.
Corinne, thank you. It's Jim Thorson again. Is there any further business to be raised before the committee this afternoon? Leanne, do you have anything in particular?
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you, Leanne. Does staff have anything?
Nothing on my end, Director. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. It's Jim Thorson again. I'd like a motion, please, for adjournment, there being no further business here.
This is Leanne. I make a motion to adjourn.
And it's Jim Thorson. I second. Corinne, can you please conduct a roll call vote?
This is Corinne speaking. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Committee Chairman Thorson?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The ayes have it and the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Corinne. The meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Management Committee is now adjourned. I think the time is 3:26 by my clock. Thank you for participating.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.